live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
After a thorough evaluation of our football operations, we have decided to relieve Brian Gain of his duties as general manager. While the timing may be unusual, this decision was made in the best interest of our organization in our quest to build a championship team for the city of Houston.
I got news for you, Texans. You're towing the line of becoming an embarrassing football franchise. You're towing that line. You're paying coaches big extensions after ridiculously bad seasons. You're firing GMs after they finish their offseason. What is going on? It's getting into a bit of a clown show over there. I think more people now think the Warriors are done than think that they're not.
I don't either. Because I feel like if they get Klay back and Klay plays at a high level, then they should win. I mean, there were a lot of shots being taken the other night that Klay Thompson takes. Yeah. Plus, they missed his defense. And if you do that, and then you get Kevin Durant back, and you're tied 2-2, feel pretty good about your chances.
Yeah. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. That's 2. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. The Texans GM news kind of hijacked the show, but that's all right. It's comeback day for A.J. Hoffman. And
I only had 2 hours of solid radio in me today. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Guess what?
This one can carry you because we got Brad Powers and Steve Fezzik.
Oh, yes. I need you to talk to Brad and Steve while I take a nap.
You don't want to talk to those guys?
Yeah, I do. But if I have to choose between taking a nap and talking to them.
You can take a nap at 6:30. I'll do a bunch of stuff then. How's that?
All right. Let's do it then.
What's up, guys?
How you guys doing on this afternoon?
I just got back from vacation, so I'm exhausted, to be honest.
Why come back on a Friday?
That's a really good question. I probably should have just stayed through the weekend, but like our house dates for our rental house were like it's the same every year, and this year it was a Thursday to Thursday. So I was like, well, do I not work? I mean, I'm going to be back. Should I just not work? Then that felt lazy, so I felt like, you know what? I'm just going to tough it out. I'm going to man up, but that was a mistake. I shouldn't have done that. I should have just slept.
You know, had you gone to Vegas, I would argue that like the 4-day Vegas vacation in many ways is superior to the full 7 days. That's just too much Vegas for many people, right?
Oh, absolutely. After 4 days in Vegas, I'm done. A 7-day Vegas trip is way too much. I don't know if my body could survive it at this point. Maybe when I was in my 20s. Now, I'm not built for that. I know Fred's not built for it.
Well, I'm about to spend 4 days out there, but I'll be playing poker the whole time. So
you're not going to be Vegasing.
No, I'm pure business, man.
Okay,
going out there to win.
So we talked about this at the beginning of the show, and I said for the first time it feels like maybe people are doubting the Warriors a little bit. What's Vegas say now as far as the series? Do how much of a difference do they expect Klay Thompson to make when he comes back? And as far as the series price, is there any account of maybe KD comes back worked into that number?
Yeah, it's all worked into the number. And Vegas says this series is even. Yes, it appears Toronto is up 2-1. But how we keep score here in Vegas in terms of who's favored to win the series, the line is pick 'em, and Toronto is the slightest of favorites right now. -120, have to risk 120 to win 100.
Think about that, AJ, because, I mean, a lot of respect there for the Warriors, because teams that are up 2-1 in a series, and this is historically speaking, best of 7 series in the history of the NBA playoffs, the team up 2-1 goes on to win the series about 80% of the time. We got a 400-plus game sample size. Wow. There. So think about that, 80% trend, but yet still the fact that the Warriors are down 2-1 right here in Vegas, it's right around even, maybe a slight favorite for Toronto.
Now, like I asked, does that number include any probability or possibility of Kevin Durant coming back, or are we assuming that Kevin Durant's not going to play in the series?
I'd argue, I mean, we've been talking about this for weeks. I mean, do we have a clear handle on how much Kevin Durant is really worth? Because, I mean, the Warriors are on this 32-3 run without KD. I get it. They've lost two of their last three without him, but that's still pretty strong, 32-3. I think this price is properly factoring this in. Fez, you had some math that made some sense. As far as moving forward in the series, you know, if Golden State wins, but more particularly if Toronto wins tonight.
Yeah, Toronto will become a monster favorite whether KD comes back or not if Toronto wins Game 4, and it's as simple to look at Game 5 and Game 7. Even if KD came back, and I don't think he's coming back for Game 5, maybe he could come back at the very end of the series. I'm still not confident. But even if KD comes back, I do not think that Golden State will come the favorite in Game 5 or Game 7. So think about this. If Toronto has a 50-50 chance at least to win Game 5 and Game 7, and Golden State has to win both of those games, so what's that, one half times one half? Well, that's a 1/4 chance that Golden State can get both those wins, and Golden State would have to win Game 6. Golden State will be a big underdog and will have less than a 25% chance to win the NBA title if they lose tonight.
Last week, we got sidetracked by movies, but at the end, everybody was on the Warriors in Game 2.
Don't we always get sidetracked? Because this is what about the fourth or fifth time we've done this with kind of a panel, and I missed last week, but I'm actually anxious to talk about the games instead of, let's see, AJ being a bully on the playground. I was looking forward to this segment this week without a person. We'll put it. What's the initials, Fez? RJB, I think?
Well, I'm just hoping we'll talk chess theory and opening theory with RJ out this week.
Well, but I've actually got a couple college football questions for you today, Brad, that I've been trying to ask for 2 weeks. So I'm going to get to those today, I promise you. What do you guys think about tonight's game? Do either one of you have a strong opinion?
We both do. I'll start it off, and I'll let Fez filling in anything that I'm missing. But I like the Warriors tonight. I don't think that we talk about the zigzag in the NBA playoffs. You can't make money in today's day and age blindly betting on the zigzag. But I do think it's not being properly priced into this line. You look back, and Fez, talk about the line. You'll be better at me than this. Talk about the line Game 3, Game 4, and it's practically the same thing, even though we had Klay Thompson questionable, and now Klay Thompson playing.
Yeah, so Game 3, for most of the week, when we didn't know if Klay was going to play, Golden State was -4.5 to -5. Now, ultimately, the line closed at 3 when Klay was out. But for most of the week, when we had the uncertainty of Klay, the line was -4.5 to -5. So now, fast forward to Game 4. What's the line? -4.5. Now it just went up to -5. It's the same, but the situations and circumstances are completely different. Klay Thompson's going to play tonight. Klay Thompson has two more days of rest for his hamstring, and it's Golden State that is in the great zigzag situation. They're off a blowout loss in Game 3. It was Toronto that was in the really good situation. It was Toronto coming off a home loss that needed the game like blood.
Yeah, and the Warriors, guys, off a loss in the playoffs. This is the Steve Kerr era. 5 years off a loss in the playoffs, they cover 65% of the time. Covering, not win, covering 65% of the time. But we both like the Warriors tonight.
Yeah, I think we're on the same we're all in the same boat on this one. So that's always good. I always feel better when you guys are on something, and I kind of like it. Now I'm all in.
That's funny. I sometimes take a different approach. If all the same guys are on the same play, the same team, call me cynical, which I am sometimes, I start to get worried. Man, no game, especially in the finals, should look this good. But, you know, when I came in and said, hey, Fez, I like and I bet the Warriors. And he's like, yep, I liked and bet the Warriors. And now you guys are saying it. I'm a little worried now.
I'm not so worried because I hear you what you're saying, that when the mainstream talking heads all like one side, I'm concerned. But when my inner circle of guys like yourself, Brad, I mean, look at how we did last year in the NFL.
Fair enough. Good point.
That when we both loved a game, and it was oftentimes, that correlated very nicely with success. But it is a great point that you want to be careful about a darling that everyone and in the country seems to like. But I will say this. Pretty much there was a strong consensus in Game 3 that Toronto was the right side. We both liked Toronto, and there was an example where all the sharp money took it down and cashed.
I want to get in Fezzik's inner circle.
Yeah, me too.
that happened.
Yeah, I'm willing to buy you guys drinks when I'm there next week.
What do we got to do?
Yeah, just tell me.
Drinks in Vegas are free, boys. That's no good.
Oh, that's true. Man. Damn it.
Well, not that pappy.
No.
Well, it's interesting then, because I know you guys were on the Warriors in game two and you were on the Raptors in game three. So I kind of feel better about my pick, because if this is the direction you guys are going, and you guys are smarts, let's be honest. It's that you, when it comes to this, I know you specialize in other stuff, but when it comes to gambling, you guys are pretty smart. So if you're on a side, I'm going to feel good about it. So, you know.
Appreciate that. You know, one more thing I want to say, you know, we've been talking the spot here for Golden State. I'm also not so sure what Toronto did in game three is sustainable moving forward. I mean, you want to talk outliers. I mean, let's just talk shooting, how good the Raptors were in game three. Toronto became the third team in finals history shoot more than 50% from the field, shoot more than 40% from three-point range, hit 90% or more of your free throws. I don't think they can duplicate that again tonight. And if that's one of the reasons why I go down betting the Warriors, I'll take it. I don't think that happens again here.
And remember in game two, what happened? The coming off the game one loss, Golden State basically dared Toronto to make their longer shots. They packed it in the paint. They stopped Siakam, and they said, you're going to have to beat us from the outside. And Gasol looked super tentative. A lot of the players, Danny Green didn't want to shoot. It was clear that the Toronto players were feeling the bright lights. Well, now they all excelled. It was easy game three. They got a big lead. Everyone got loose. We had a Danny Green sighting who's been terrible all playoffs long, and he goes for 16 in game three. Let's see how all those guys play when they don't have a double-digit lead tonight.
And let's see how if Kyle Lowry can score points if he's got Klay Thompson in his face, too.
Very well said, because, I mean, if there's one guy that I don't think you can rely on, and we have an entire 4 or 5 year playoffs so with Lowry being up and down and mostly down in the playoffs, coming off a career performance in game three, again, I don't think he can replicate that tonight.
All right, Brad Powers and Steve Fezzik, pregame.com joining us. And, Brad, I have a couple of questions, college football questions for you. I know you've been tweeting out some of the game of the year movers. And one of the ones that I was really interested in, it's already down from 10-7, was Houston against Washington State here. But I wanted to ask you about another game, because I saw Houston plus 27 in the opener against Oklahoma. And if I can really get that number, I'm going to feel pretty good about that, because I know Oklahoma's going to beat them, but new quarterback, you've lost a bunch of guys off that team, and UH has still got De'Aaron King, and I don't know what Dana Holgerson's going to do with that offense, but he's a better coach than Major Applewhite. I think they can cover 27.
I hear you. You know, that's close to my number. I was on the other side, although hear me out here. A lot of books coming to play with legalization, a lot of books out there in the marketplace. And my betting team was able to find Oklahoma. Let me tell you, who would you like with this line? Oklahoma minus 15 against Houston.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Your betting team. So yeah. Think about this.
You have your inner circle. I have my team.
Brad Power, how long have you been out here in Vegas?
3 years.
3 years. So you've gone from rogue sports investor, winning better to having your own betting team. That is progression, gentlemen.
Are you on his team, Fezzik?
I am.
Yeah, oh, he got go. Down a few of these. Yeah, he is part of my team. But we were able to find, let me ask you, who would you like Oklahoma minus 15?
Probably lean OU. I'd rather get it at 14.
Lean OU.
I would absolutely lean take OU. Oklahoma.
Maybe we'll have, Fred, maybe we'll have a friendly bet here. How about we split the difference? We have one place that opened 15, another place that's sitting right around 27. If I do my math correctly, 21. You want to take Houston plus 21?
21 and a half.
No. You know what? Nah. I'll tell you what. Dinner. No, we got dinner here. Dinner in Vegas. We got a bet.
Deal.
And that sign means we got a bet. Dinner. On
and
that
since
one.
I expect the line to close 26, I think Brad Powers is going to head to the, what, Steak and Shake?
Steak and Shake? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Well, Fred's gonna win the Old People World Series of Poker, and that's he'll be able to take you wherever you want, Brad.
I like that.
It's not old.
Well, that's next week?
No, yeah, it's next week. I'm playing
the senior citizen.
I'm playing the over 50. There's actually a super seniors for over 65. I'm not eligible for.
Are you sure?
You know, I played. I played the over 50 twice, and I consider it to be one of the softest fields out there, one of the best tournaments to play. So I cashed one time, and I rarely play in any of the tournaments. But the players are so I won't call them by the book, but just they're such rocks, such that I can't tell you how many times, you limp an early position and like a late position raiser comes in, gets a couple callers, and you just come over the top and re-raise, pretend you limped with pocket aces, and they just go crying home to mama. No resistance, unlike the internet punk kids that will just go ahead and four-bet you after you do something like that. The old guys, if they come over the top at that point, they have it every single time.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about my chances because I play more like an internet millennial than I do a 54-year-old. So we'll see how it goes.
You said you did that twice. That was 10, 12 years ago, the over 50?
3 years ago and 2 years ago. And, you know, the one thing about aggression wins.
I'm kidding. Fez looks great.
Aggression doesn't win against rocks because if they're coming along for the party, if you barreled them once or twice and they're still there, just give up.
Yeah, my experience with older players is that they all treat ace 10 like it's aces. They all like to limp and play like it's limit poker, and they're hard to bet off of hands like that. So we'll see. I feel like I've got a pretty good strategy going in, and then we'll adjust it on the fly, and hopefully I'll win, and we'll go to dinner wherever you guys want. So
I have a quick poker commentary. I used to play in the Mega Satellites, where like the top 18 would get a free seat into the World Series of Poker main events. And I was the worst when it was coming time to, there's like 21 of us left. And like I said, the top 20 would go ahead and get a seat. I would stall like there's no tomorrow. I'd go ahead and I asked the person on my left, what's your chip count? And he'd say, I got about 80,000. I'm like, I need a count, you know? And I would literally go around the table and ask everyone, and people would get angry at me. I'm like, why are you getting angry? There's no first prize. You know, we're all just trying to advance and be one of the top 20 guys. And finally, a couple people would pick up on it, and they're like, Fez, I don't know how many chips you have. I need a count from you. And I gave the slowest roll count you will ever see.
Well, that's a totally
dirtiest player in the game.
But yeah, that's a totally different strategy in a tournament like that. You don't care if you finish. You're not trying to win. You're just trying to get in.
And it amazes me how often you'll see guys in. They're literally racing to lose all their chips. The guys will get it all in with ace queen races with pocket tens, and it's like you guys realize, you know, that's an insta fold, not an all in situation. Yeah. Five bet for me.
I'll be honest. I have a hard time playing that style, and you know, you can ask Fred. There's been many times I've played in poker tournaments where all I had to do was get, you know, to the cutoff line, and I was going to make plenty of money. And I always feel like I'm trying to win the whole thing, and it's cost me once or twice. Cost me a nice chunk of change.
Yeah, and the basic strategy there, of course, is if you've got a mid to above average stack, that's fine to go ahead and play to win the tournament. If you're in a situation where you're probably almost a lock to make the money, but you're a below average chip count, it actually is the correct strategy to play super slow, play super wimpy, and fold your way into the money. But no one likes to do that. But it actually is the correct strategy, especially because there's so much aggression, maybe not in the seniors tournament, but in any normal tournament, all the young punks are just raising and re-raising like there's no tomorrow as the bubble approaches.
I wish it wasn't called the seniors tournament. That really makes me feel old. Thank you, Fezzik. I'd rather.
I love that it's called that.
I'd rather just
be
the over 50.
Be called the elderly tournament.
Sponsored by Depends.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're not playing any of them this year?
You know, I just don't have enough time with show prep and everything else.
Wait, tell them what you're doing next week, right? This is next week, right?
I'm taking one of my three vacations for the summer.
So yeah, heading down. Well, that's where Fez is.
Heading down to Southern California for a little bit for a little short vacation. But I got to tell you, my vacations almost always coincide with the optimal time to take time off. So the NBA Finals just about done, and then of course during the MLB All-Star break. And that's like a little dirty little secret that if ever there was a week you'd come out to Vegas and not be able to meet like one bookmaker, the head guy in charge of the operation, because all of them are going to go ahead and earmark MLB All-Star game week to be a week to be off for vacation.
Yeah, I guess that kind of goes along with, well, now doing radio, that's the right time for you to take off, too, because that's the slowest time of the year, because that's kind of what we do, is sort of the same times off, basically, when things are slow.
You know, one thing that's not slow is all the props that are being offered. I love the prop betting market. Brad and I have been talking about different props that we bet. Is that something that either one of you get involved with the NBA Finals?
I haven't, but, you know, and it's funny. And Fez, I know you do a lot of this during the football season, too. And I really need to get into it more because there's a lot of value there. And what are the ones you're looking at for tonight?
You know, I got to tell you, I think this is a great bet right now. So it just got reported. I got to be a little concerned because when a player is listed as active, does that really mean he's going to play? But I saw Looney has just been listed as active. So, of course, he's one of the centers for Golden State, and he's been playing great in the playoffs. He's been shooting 73%. And with Boogie Cousins looking so immobile and so slow, I know he had that nice game two, but he was bad games one and three. So now with Looney getting more minutes, I really like Boogie Cousins to go under 11.5 points.
I like that. He may go under 11.5 even if Looney doesn't play.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Well, that's Brad Powers, Steve Fezzik. Guys, appreciate you jumping in, and it was fun to actually get to talk to you. I'm not saying that.
Hey, appreciate it. Likewise.
Have a great weekend, gentlemen.
See you guys. Too. All right. It's Brad Powers, Steve Fezzik, pregame.com. Fun guys.
Oh, what do you want to hear about, Aaron Carbach? I thought you might want to hear about that. Guess what's going on next week here? Carbach is going to stop by the station on Thursday, and here's what they're going to do. They're going to pass out free burgers and Crawford Bach in our parking lot to the first 150 people who show up. Everyone's going to get a certificate to swing by the brewery before June 30th to receive a free Crawford Bach pint glass as well. That's right here, 5353 West Alabama in the Galleria area parking lot. Guys, you got to try the new Carbach burger. They've got a special promotion going. Try it anytime during the month of June. Get a Crawford Bach for just $2 there in the restaurant. It's a 44 Farms Texas Beefcake and Bacon Bakery Challa Bun, melted Texas cheddar cheese, BBH caramelized onions, lettuce, beer, and bacon mustard aioli with a side of fries. It's a fantastic burger, and you can get one free just by stopping by. You don't have to even come up here and talk to us. Stop by. It's probably going to be the first 147 people because Fred and I and Aaron, we're going to get burgers and beers. So the rest of you can get them after us. But make sure you make it out. And, of course, get out there on 4th of July and see Cheap Trick play out at Carbach. It's a family-friendly event, free parking, $5 craft beer, food trucks, and free entry for children under 12. Doors open at 6, but tickets are available now. CarbachBrewing.com. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I know I was all over the Carbach this weekend. A lot of Crawford Bach, a lot of Light Circus. I drank my weight in Carbach this weekend. When you're out and about, pick up your favorite Carbach beer or just tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Did you see what Holly tweeted?
No.
Said, I never thought I'd say this, but I'm glad A.J. the Real is back. I completely agree with everything he said. Talking about the Texans.
I'm very wise. Thank you, Holly.
I think that's the first time you guys have ever agreed on anything.
That I'm very good?
Well, no, that you were right about everything.
Oh,
so,
yeah, too.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Including that, including being very good.
So are you going to do you have baseball this weekend, or are you just going to chill?
I have baseball, of course.
Ah.
7 a.m. in Katy.
Oh. Oh, tomorrow?
Yes.
I have a sneaking suspicion you're going to be watching the game at about halftime, pass out, in not wake up until it's time to go.
And then on top of that, guess where I'm going after the show today? 7-year-old baseball.
Oh.
Yeah, he decided he wanted to play on a summer team.
Oh, well, you know what? That's being a good dad.
I'm tired of being a good dad. Tired.
Well, I'm actually going to spend some time with my daughter this weekend. Because,
look at you being a good dad, too.
And,
You trying to beat me out for dad of the year on this show?
No, no. You're going to win that because mine are grown up. So there's not much I can do anymore except financially support them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my Val's going to Canada tomorrow afternoon. So Katie's going to come over and thought I might take her around to some of my Edo hangouts.
Nice.
And maybe go down to True Anomaly and I'll have a couple beers while she can't.
And she doesn't have a fake ID yet?
No, no. But the best thing about her is designated driver.
That is nice.
Yeah. So if we decide we're going to go someplace out of the area, then it's like, okay, you drive.
Yeah.
It's what I raised you for.
Yeah. So, this is what I've gotten you to this age.
But yeah, because she's so damn busy with all these things she's in. It's like trying to coordinate weekends that we can hang out is ridiculous. Same thing with Will. They're just, you know, proud of them, but hard for them to make time for me these days. They're popular. I'm not, but I do travel a lot. So yeah, so the plan is, tell me if you think I'm betting against myself here. So Saturday is the day that you play down to the final six.
Okay.
And Sunday is the final table. Okay. I have an 8 a.m. flight out to Saskatchewan on Sunday. Because I kind of figure, I feel like I'm going to finish top 20.
Okay, so here's the deal. If you are finishing in the top six, then you're not worried about changing the flight to
Saskatchewan. Exactly. That was my thought. At that point, I'll buy a private plane.
Yeah.
You know? But that because... I feel like I'll be disappointed if I don't finish in the top 20.
How many are in this thing?
It's usually about 1,500.
That's a big ask. Top 20.
Well, I feel like
I would feel like top 20% would be pretty good.
Well, I mean, obviously you adjust your goals as you go.
Yeah.
The first goal is finishing the money.
Right.
But I really want to do
the first goal is survive day one.
Well,
that's always the first goal.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not too worried. Obviously, you can get in with aces against kings and somebody flops a king.
Yeah.
And if that happens, oh well. But if not, I really feel good about making a deep run in this thing.
Yeah.
I'll be disappointed if I don't. Is that fair?
That is fair.
Okay. Because, I mean, the whole structure just fits my game perfectly.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, I mean, my plan is going in, and I know you love when I do this, but especially when the blinds are, you know, and nobody listening is going to be playing against me, so I'm not worried about this. But when the blinds are low at the beginning, when like 50 and 100, well, somebody's got aces and they raise 500. If I've got 6-8 of hearts, I'm going to try to catch that hidden flop. And if I miss, yeah. I just fold. But if I catch, if I flop a straight or I flop a flush draw, then they're not getting off their aces that early in the tournament. And that's where you can really build some nice stack. You can build a nice stack doing that. You know, pocket threes, pocket fours. I don't want aces and kings early. I want those flops that they can't tell that I have something. And that I kind of switched to that strategy last time we were in Vegas because I was having problems building a stack early, and it worked out really well for me. I was doing really well getting enough chips to play with. And then once I get to a certain number, then I'll, you know, tighten up and just play better hands when the blinds are bigger and it's more punitive.
Yeah.
So, but I figure 20,000 starting stack, I can afford to make four or five calls like that. And if I hit one or two, I'm thrilled. If I hit one, I'm great. If I hit two, I'm thrilled. And, you know, because they're so easy to fold if you're not close.
Yes.
The real danger is not chasing too far, because you might flop open-ended and then you miss a turn and you're calling again and you're spending too much money. But, I mean, that's kind of my thought going in is that's the approach I'm going to take. And then... just kind of see what kind of table I have too. I'm going to spend some time clocking the table and figure out who the maniacs are. But the only thing that I'm really concerned about is I hate if I get a table with a bunch of people over 60 that play like it's limit and just won't go away no matter what you do. Those are the tables I struggle at the most, because it really doesn't matter what you have. You can't bet them off it. They'll play aces and ace 10 the same way. And, you know, so now you're having to play to hit a flop or hit a
right,
and I don't like that. That's the one strategy that I don't have a great plan for if I wind up at a table like that, other than just do
hope.
Just do a lot of folding and hope I catch something at some point where, you know, they don't go away, and I get a big hand. But
yep.
It's gonna be fun, and then gonna spend few days, just when I get to Saskatchewan, I'm just going to go sit by the lake and drink and relax and not think about anything. So, but I'll probably tweet updates while I'm there.
If you don't play well, you know what you'll be doing in Saskatchewan, playing online poker.
Of course. Yeah. But, my plan is, I want this to be, this is a satellite for me. If I finish in the top 20, I'll play the main event. If I'm not playing well enough to finish in the top 20, I have no business in the main event.
It's probably true.
So.
It, like Fezzik said, it's a soft soft audience.
I hope he's right.
Soft group.
I hope he's right. I think it just depends on the table. If I get a table with Phil Hellmuth, that's not going to be soft.
Yeah.
Yeah. but, you know, there's some really good players that are that age, but there's a reason that nobody over 50 has won the main event. I mean, you know, so yeah, maybe it is softer, but I'm excited. Mentally, I'm right. Physically, I feel right. I've been working out every single day. Did 2 hours in the gym today.
You plan on, are you gonna have time to work out while you're playing?
Well, the way it's set up, and I get up so ridiculously early. I'm gonna go out for a run every morning beforehand, and I'm gonna go have a big breakfast because you don't eat till the dinner break,
right?
And then I'm gonna just get there, no drinking, and because I kind of feel like, especially
when you do drink water,
I'll drink probably sugar-free Red Bull, a lot of that while I'm there, and some water. But I kind of feel like there'll be some guys, because it's 12-13 hour days, right?
Yeah,
I kind of feel at the end of the night you're gonna have some dudes who are just old and don't have the energy at that point, and they're gonna make mistakes. And I want to be the guy that's still sharp at that point. So that's why I've been spending so much time working out. So I you know, having done this a few times, I know how it gets that last couple hours. And you start making, you make mistakes, you panic a little bit, especially if you lose a couple hands. I want to be the guy taking advantage of those guys.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I've never been this confident going into something, which means I'll probably get aces the first hand and be done. Although there is one rebuy until the eighth level, so,
and that's going to depend on how you're playing if you decide to do that or
not. Oh no! If I bust out, I'll automatically rebuy. I got the money for it. So
oh, okay.
I just don't plan on it because, you know, I think I'm not gonna get myself too deep into anything unless I've got the stones.
Yeah,
and there's no reason to. It's folding is a small mistake early on in a tournament.
I like that attitude.
Yeah. So, and
I do a lot of folding early.
Yeah, so do I.
A lot.
But I'm gonna also probably channel my inner Hoffman a little bit and talk a lot of trash.
That's good too.
Yeah.
Just see what people how people react.
Yeah.
Especially old people.
Yeah. I don't know how they're gonna react.
Some of them might be super salty.
If I can get them off their game, so be it. But yeah, and I have a couple friends who are playing out there in that event too. So it'll be a good time. And it's just I'm really excited because I have not played any kind of major tournament since 2007.
And that was the main event?
No, that was the Seven Clans over at Coushatta. That was the last big tournament I played. I played a bunch of circuit events in New Orleans that year, too. And I feel like I've been out of it for a while at that, you know, because those kind of tournaments are much different.
Oh,
than like the ones we usually play.
150 people or whatever, yeah.
So Yeah, but I feel like I have a lot more tricks up my sleeve than I did back then. I have a lot of things that I do that I've learned over the years. So I feel like this is the right time for me to go and make a deep run.
All right.
And I honestly believe I will. So, and for those who are asking, it's event number 32.
Thoughts and prayers go your way, Fred.
I just need cards.
Okay. Yeah, but thoughts and prayers they can't hurt.
No, they can't help. They can't hurt. But I don't need you to pray for me to win. That's
I was actually just going to give you thoughts and not really pray.
Okay, that's cool. I'll take that. Thoughts.
But
cool.
Like, I hope you do well.
Well, yeah, you hope I do really well because then we both play the main event.
I don't think that's not going to happen now that you're a Cadillac guy.
I have a number in my head that I can afford both of us to play in.
Okay.
So, but I'll need to finish top 20 for sure.
Okay.
And you know, if I can get in the top 20 and I have a chip stack, the whole game changes, you know?
Yeah.
So, because at that point, I'll feel like I can win the thing.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Dakota. Not North Dakota, not South Dakota. The Dakota the Landscaper. Actually, this is about Dakota, who is a former landscaper. He is now and he's now knee deep in his IT career. He started training at My Computer Career last year. Boom. Now he's in, making money, doing something he loves. Turn over a new leaf and go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. No experience, no training, no problem. Because helping people start an IT career, is that's what they do. If you don't have experience or training, they don't care. They want to get you on the path. And all you've got to just want to do it. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. It's going to be all you need to start your new career. And they're going to help you get a job after, because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Listening to The Blitz.
Hey guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Think you're the ultimate dad and family man? ESPN 97.5 and Schlitterbahn Galveston want to see if you have what it takes to be the next Mr. Bond. To enter, post the best photo showing why you're the ultimate dad and make sure to hashtag Mr. Bond. That's hashtag MRBAHN. 5 finalists will be chosen by our 5 local ESPN shows. One lucky winner will receive 4 season passes to Schlitterbahn Galveston. Show us why you deserve to be the next Mr. Bond. James Bond. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Stupid stuff. We said this week.
I know you like numbers, so this is right up your alcohol. Right up your alley. Jeez. Yeah, we had a gas leak in the house and I didn't smell it.
You don't have the little fancy alarms you just plug in?
Yeah, well, we do, and it started going off, and I'm like, what the hell is that about?
You just hit
the You don't smell the gas?
Like, it's not a snooze button, Fred. It could have killed
turned
you.
Turned it off. It's like, can't smell it. And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. 2 very special guest hosts that we'll get to in a minute. We're dropping stuff all over the place. Aaron Raybould,
not
Voldemort.
Mic drop, phone drop.
Oh, that's my phone you dropped. Great.
I know.
Man, if I hadn't been paying attention, I would have pulled right in front of that woman. I'd have been dead.
She on the phone?
No, but she wasn't looking.
She was just a woman.
No, it wasn't that.
It happens. Last year, I adopted the Golden Knights because I've been a fan forever. Lifelong fan.
Yeah, for a whole year.
Yep, lifelong. I mean, I was born into it.
It's really been awkward the last, basically all year because she's been traveling so much for work. Because
you're ED?
Well, no, I got that fixed. Went to fourhymns.com. So you should have done that last second.
I just wanted to be AJ for 1 minute there.
You can be AJ all you want.
No, I don't want to be AJ. No, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, you have to pretty much make fun of me once every segment if you're going to be AJ.
Exactly.
At least once. I mean, sometimes more.
My sister lives there.
Oh, yeah?
My nephew lives there.
Oh, I love it up there.
And the guy that makes love to my sister lives there. Her husband.
And her husband, right?
That's pretty good. No, my sister's too dumb to manage two. My sister's a dumbass.
You'd be surprised. Women are really good at...
Not this one. She's stupid.
Oh, okay.
The good drivers that stop at red, don't break red lights, they're the ones that listen to us. All the bad ones are old listeners of AM stations.
Yeah, they're sitting over there going, hey, they're talking about Jadeveon Clowney again. I think they need to make a decision about Jadeveon Clowney. I really like the fact that Mark Vandermeer's talking about that right now. It's crash. Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Another dead 610 listener. No, there's no rest in peace for that. It's like, I kind of feel bad. I don't want too many of them to die. They don't have any left.
No, I don't want anybody to die.
Well, if you listen to 610 or 790, it's kind of okay for you to die.
Or they could just come listen to us. I mean, they have kids.
Well, I'd rather that. I'd rather that. But if they're
killing off old people.
If they're not going to switch the dial, You know, I mean, that should be our new motto around here. Switch or die.
Oh, I do like that. That's a good motto to
have. Switch or die, bitches.
Yeah. Stupid stuff.
The squeak. Fun stuff. Well, I wanted to get Shrek on. Our buddy Shrek was on hold. That's why I went ahead and did stupid stuff first, and then he hung up.
Damn.
He wanted dating advice. We haven't heard from Shrek in forever.
Call back on Monday, Shrek, my dude.
Yeah. We'll definitely get you on. But that was the plan. I tried to squeeze it on so I could get Shrek on, and he left. So,
can I give a shout out?
Absolutely.
First of all, there was somebody who was saying that it was their birthday tomorrow, and they wanted a shout out on the Twitters. It was Yo Adrian. His 40th birthday tomorrow.
Ooh, that's a milestone.
Said, how about a shout out to a blitzer? So shout out, and shout out to Sweeney Bulldogs baseball. Second year in a row, made it to the state finals and lost to Argyle, who apparently never loses.
It's the Sox.
They said that their senior class lost 8 games.
Oh, wow.
Over the course of their 4 years. I think they've lost 2 games in the last year, or 1 game in the last 2 years. That's what it was. But I had 2 of my cousins play for Sweeney, and they made it there twice and came up just short twice. So shout out Bulldogs. And
it's a good run.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guess what? Good to have you back, man.
It's good to be back.
I know that maybe you didn't really want to be here today, but that's okay.
You know, how often do I ever want to be at work?
Yeah, that's true.
It's, you know.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you an A+ anyway.
Thanks, man.
I'm going to give Aaron an A+. You know what? I was actually well above my average today. I'm going to give myself a solid C+.
That's strong.
Probably my highest grade in a long time. Very proud of that. All right. I hope everybody has an awesome, awesome weekend. Have some fun. Drink some alcohol. We'll be back on Monday, and we'll have the team together for a couple days before I head out. So make sure you tune in. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.